because video production and radio television is a little bit of scripting and a little bit of music and a little bit of set decoration and costumes, and it really was good preparation for working on a movie.
And you don't just do movies. You do television and commercials and I think even some web work, right?
Well, yes. I have a video production company called Spotlight Productions. There are just two of us. And then my husband is an editor, a video editor. So we do a lot of work for corporate production training videos, TV commercials, and we crew when news organizations come into the state.
So give me an example of what a typical month for Spotlight Productions might be like. What kind of projects would you be working on?
There is no such thing as typical in this business, but generally I have anywhere from 5 to 10 projects going. And because so many videos involve filming over time, there are multiple layers going on. So you might be scripting for one, shooting for another, editing for another. And we have done anything from hour-long documentaries to crewing for the news when something crazy happens in Montana, which happens often, then we'll run to do the story for a news organization. So, and then television commercials in between.
So now tell me how you got involved with the film Nebraska, which is up for Best Picture this year, a terrific film, and tell me how that came about.
I owe getting involved in the movie Nebraska to the Montana Film Office. It started out with some inquiries. They would email me and say, what are some good restaurants in Billings or what are some good hotels? And I corresponded with them for a while, having no idea what it was for. And eventually Denny Staggs, who is now the film commissioner, came to Billings, and he had been location scouting for the movie. But because he's based in Helena, it was difficult for him to stay because he had his other responsibilities. So he suggested to Paramount Pictures that they hire me as a local, and that's how it all began.
And so your first job for the movie then was to find good restaurants and then find good places to shoot?
My first job for the movie was location scouting, and my task was to find the house for Woody and Kate. That's Bruce Dern and June Squibb's characters. And it was very specific what they were looking for. They wanted an older home with the rims in the background, with a living room in the front and a kitchen in the back, with a door out the back, looking toward a garage that was a separate garage. So it was very specific. And I would go around and take pictures every day and then post them on the Film Commission site. They use a program called Real Scout. And then the movie producers would look at that, where they were based in Nebraska, and call. We'd have a conference every morning, and they would tell me what they liked and what they'd like to see different. And then I would go out again and take more pictures. And everything was posted in black and white because the film was black and white. So I really had to look at things as they were going to be in the movie. It was quite interesting.
And then when they came to Montana to shoot the movie, you were still working for them and continued to throughout, right?
Yes, I was very lucky because I had a lot of experience in production. So generally on a movie, you're in one department and you stay in that department. But because I had experience in a lot of different areas and I was a local contact, some of the other departments from the movie called on me to help. For example, costuming help called me where I helped find the sheriff's uniforms. Or casting called because they needed help finding somebody to portray the role of the officer who stops Woody as he's walking down the street. I also helped with props and art. And so I was really lucky to get to help in different areas. But generally my responsibility was locations, and that was to come up with agreements with the people who owned the property, agreements so it was okay to use their property, and then negotiate contracts, get clearance for copyrighted materials and logos, and then after the movie was over, sign location releases that everything was put back in order.
And I assume most people would be thrilled to have a movie shot in their home or on their property. Are people generally very excited about that? And plus, they get compensation for it, too.
Well, it's funny you should ask that, because going door to door and asking people if you can go into their home to take pictures to put on the internet for a movie sounds a bit unusual. So I tried to provide as much information as I could, and I encouraged them to call the state to find out that it was legitimate. And most people welcomed me in and let me take pictures. And sometimes once you'd get inside a house, you'd find that the kitchen had been redecorated or things that you couldn't see from the outside of the house that made them not work for what the movie people were looking for. So it took a lot of digging before we came up with the perfect house. And the one we finally found was in Laurel.
And it's in the movie.
It is in the movie, yes. And the homeowners, they were wonderful. They were so accommodating. And I have to say the people at the movie were wonderful as well, because they cared for their pets, they put them in kennels, they put the homeowners up at a nice hotel, and they allowed them on the set, so they got pictures with the stars. And my job was to go door to door and let all the neighbors know what was going on, get permits where needed, agreements where needed for power, set up locations for catering, and just do everything that it takes to make things go smoothly on location.
There are some horror stories out there, of course, of movie crews that come into a place and kind of take it over and are rude to the locals, but it sounds like this was a very nice arrangement and experience for all the people involved.
It really was. Alexander Payne is a wonderful director, and he was very concerned that everybody be taken care of. And he loves pets. He loves cats. And he was really particularly concerned that the animals not be displaced for too long a time. So they were always well cared for. And after it was over, we picked up every water bottle. We really took care to make sure that every location was left in a really good condition.
There have been some outstanding movies filmed over the years in Montana, but we're still hardly a film mecca. Are movie makers surprised when they come to Montana and find that there are very skilled people like yourself who are here to be able to help them? And do you think Montana continues to have a future in this industry?
I do think so, because there are wide open spaces in Montana, which you don't find in many other states. The Montana Film Commission does a wonderful job at posting on their site all the different crew people who are available. So when outside production companies come into the state, they can find any type of skill level person that they need for their movies. And it's really a wonderful service both for the movie companies and for the crew that lives here to help us find work. They've always been really wonderful to our company, and I really appreciate what they do.
When you were making Nebraska, or helping make Nebraska with your location scouting and so on, did you have a notion at the time that this was going to be a very special film? And how did you find out when it was announced that it's nominated for Best Picture and for 5 other Oscars?
I did read the script, so I knew the story before we began. But it was really brought to life in the acting and the directing. Bruce Dern and Will Forte and June Scribb really brought the characters to life. So watching it on the big screen, it was really so much more than what I had read on paper. And it was Alexander Payne's vision and his knack for making even serious scenes humorous that I found really made the movie what it is.
Well, I have been speaking with Ann Gower, who is co-owner of the Billings-based Spotlight Productions, and she was involved in the making of the Oscar-nominated film Nebraska. And Ann, fun to talk to you and get some behind-the-scenes look and some pre-Oscar buzz about that movie. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.